Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
And our journey into the desert continues our journey into this season of Lent. As we repent, we look back, and we turn our hearts forward. Let's take a look at the third Sunday of Lent, our first reading from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and verses 13 to 15. I guarantee you'll recognize this reading. Our psalm response from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 6 and 7, 8 and 11. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 6 and 10 through 12. And our gospel from St. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Before I graduated college, my father told me something very important. Before my interviews, before my resumes went out, he said, "Mark, remember something. It's not about what you know. It's all about who you know." Now that was pretty wise, because I had taken a job in which I was actually going to make some money. And then the phone rang, and it was a priest, and he was calling me and inviting me to become his youth minister. And before you know it, I was on my way to poverty, and I've been overworked and underprayed ever since. But my life has been joyful and full, and ministry's been great. My father was right. It wasn't about what you know, because I didn't study ministry. It was about who you know. I was trying to know God. I knew the pastor, and every day I'm getting to know God a little better. And the reason I say this is that when you look at these readings this week, it would be really easy to get caught up in the reading itself, because there's so many details, there's so much going on. In fact, this first reading from Exodus, this is the moment where Moses, out in the middle of nowhere, basically, out in the Midian, is tending the flock, he's working as a shepherd. Now remember, Moses is hiding out because he committed murder, okay? And he's hiding out in the wilderness. And he's been there for about, 40 years or so. And as he's hiding out, he doesn't just see a burning bush, he sees an angel of the Lord that appears, and then he sees the flames coming out of the bush. And as Moses goes over, he has this encounter with God. It's called a theophany, okay? He has this encounter with God. And in the midst of this encounter, he removes his sandals. You're going to hear the reading. I encourage you to read the reading. And he's on holy ground. And in the middle of this, in the midst of this burning bush, Moses is going to do something that no one's done before. And he's going to ask God his name. And this is really important, because when you give someone your name, you are giving them an in. You're giving them an in to a new kind of relationship. If you think about a guy looking across a party and he sees a girl he's very attracted to, and he walks across the party and he asks for her name, he's asking for something more than a conversation. He's asking for an in. He's looking to get to know her more intimately, to get to know her better. And it all begins with the name, because when you give your name, you give a little bit of yourself away. And when God does this, he enters into a new kind of relationship with us, a more intimate relationship with us. But there's a danger too, because the minute God gives us his name, now we can misuse that name. We can use it with more irreverence. And it's amazing when God gives his name. It's the name above all names, the name we're not even supposed to utter. It's the name I am. And even way back then, if someone actually said that name out loud, it was punishable by death. Now, why is this important? Because even in the very beginning, when God enters into this new relationship with us, he's still reminding us of something. And that is that it's not about you. It's about him. He says, "I am." That our life has to echo this truth. That our life is not about us. It's about him. And lucky for us, our Lord is kind and our Lord is merciful, as we hear in the psalm. And we should hold fast to that and remember that in all those times we make it about us. But you see what happened in the second reading. And St. Paul's telling the people in Corinth, he's like, look, Moses, okay, and he goes back to the first reading again. Remember after Moses brought all the people through the sea and everybody was baptized and everybody ate the same food and the same drink? Don't think just because Moses rescued all his people, don't think that all these people were right in God's eyes. He said God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. And these happen as an example for us. And it's really important what he says at the end of the reading. He says, whoever thinks he's standing secure should take care not to fall. He was trying to remind them of an important truth, and that is, don't think that you're special just because of who you are. Remember that you're special because of who he is. You need to stay connected to God. He is the one who makes you special. He is the one who gives you life. He's the reason you're standing here, and he is the reason you should be kneeling here. And in this gospel reading, Jesus has given a very hard truth to the people. And he starts to remind them. He's using current events, things that have been going on. Pilate had killed a bunch of the Galileans. And he starts to say, do you think that they got killed because they're so much worse than you? Or do you think those people got killed in that disaster where that tower fell over on them just because they were worse than you? He says, basically what he's saying to them is, don't get too high on yourself. And then he gives them a parable. And he talks about a man who planted a fig tree, and that fig tree for 3 years did not bear fruit. Now, scripture scholars will tell you that this is a parable regarding Jesus' own ministry, that Jesus walked for 3 years, and people had the opportunity to come to know him as God, to come to know him as the Messiah, to repent and to follow him, and they didn't. And he goes on to say that, you know what, there's going to be a problem. It's going to be cut down. And after Jesus' ministry, several years later, Jerusalem was leveled by Rome, that people were given the opportunity to know God, to find their identity in him, to grow in intimacy with him, to repent from their own ways, and to live for God. And some did, and some didn't. And my brothers and sisters, during this Lenten season, the church is giving you that same opportunity, and me too, to repent, to get back to God, to get our hearts right with God, to remember that we can do nothing great without him. We can do nothing without him, that it's about the Lord. So even if you don't know all these facts about Scripture, I would encourage you to read them, read the footnotes. But this week, remember, it's not about what you know. It's about who you know. And if you haven't been in reconciliation yet this Lenten season, I encourage you to go. Go face to face with the Lord and receive his mercy. Get right with God and watch the way that your life proclaims his greatness to people who might think they're standing secure, but just might not be. God bless you.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.